Brenda, who gave us the word on the street a little earlier. So apparently Rio Tinto workers are being finger pricked at Perth Airport before they fly out as a COVID-19 testing measure. Dr. Andrew Miller from the Australian Medical Association of WA. Andrew, do you know a bit more about this?
Yes, I have been given some information about this today, Jenna. G'day to you and everyone. I've got to say, we're not really liking what we're hearing, Michael.
Have any of them come back?
My understanding is that a number of them have come back positive and that there's now around 5 of 100 workers tested are in quarantine as a result. And so this throws a very big question mark into our testing regime in here in Western Australia.
Okay, so just to we make now it clear, need to, five, this is Rio Tinto doing this. They're fingerprinting FIFO workers at the airport, and your understanding is 5% of them have turned up positive. Would they have been included in today's number of 6 new cases, or are these fresh, like within the last 24 hours?
I don't believe they would be included because they're done through a different kind of test. So we need to stop and understand what this means as a community, because these are blood tests. The blood tests don't show you the virus. They tell you you've had the virus. They either tell you that you have an early version of the virus or you had it sometime in the past. So 4 of these have shown, as what I'm told reliably by a good source, 4 of these have shown that they've had the virus in the past. These 4 guys had no idea. So they're now being checked out to see if they're still infectious. Pretty unlikely if they've had the virus in the past. But there's a 5th one which shows they're in early stage of immune response to the virus according to this particular type of test. And that may mean that they are currently infectious. So they'll put them all down in terms of from work, and they'll test them all now with using the nose swab, which is the one that looks for the actual virus. That gets it very early in the disease, and that tells you whether you're infectious. So what this means is that we need to look into it, see if it's widespread, a backed up result with a validated test in the lab. You've got to get it back to the lab to check. It's like you can blow a breathalyzer on the side of the road. That means one thing, but then they take you back to the proper machine. So they'll have to back it up, see whether these tests really are positive. But if they are, that means there's a lot more of this disease out there than we thought.
Community spread, yeah. Well, like, it's a massive positive that Rio Tinto are doing this. Is this the sort of stuff that we should be doing more generally, not just at airports?
Absolutely. If this turns out to be the real McCoy when they get it into the lab later on today and tomorrow, we're going to need to start doing a whole lot more testing. Today is the first time we've started doing pathology testing in private labs with people who've got respiratory disease. Yeah. But in the context of hospitals, schools, all sorts of institutions, we really need to start looking at the whole population to see how widespread our problem actually is now that our borders are closed, particularly if we're talking about easing restrictions on things like schools.
Yeah, it sounds like your source is pretty reliable. Can you keep us up to date with the fallout there, what happens? And just before I let you go, Dr. Andrew Miller from the AMA, what did you make of the schools announcement that we've just heard in the last couple of hours?
Well, look, I think it's a careful, cautious reintroduction. I think, though, that they should give the teachers what they want. In Singapore, they all wear masks. They all have temperature testing, and it still wasn't enough to keep their schools open.
We've been told there's no need for that best medical advice.
Well, I think there's different schools of thought about that. And one thing that you really need to do is keep the teachers happy and keep them feeling psychologically safe. Now, it may be that technically you're only going to pick up a few fevers here and there, but if it's keeping your teachers safe and keeping them on the job and they're a lot less anxious because they have the right gear, they're the ones who understand their job. No one else understands a teacher's job like a teacher does. So let's get the checkbook out, give them some masks, get them a thermometer if that's what they need to go about their job and respect what they do, I say.
Dr. Andrew Miller, thanks for your time.
Good to talk to you always. Thank you.
President of WA's Australian Medical Association.